JD's Heroes.
It is you. Right, I'm going to play Mad Con in just a second. Did you see the front page of the Coventry Telegraph a week or so back? A headline that really caught our eye on the JD show was "Heartbreak as Youngsters Find Woodland Ruined." Basically, arsonists, mindless vandals, idiots, however you want to describe them, have completely wrecked the Alice Stevens outdoor classroom, which they'd spent, 18 months transforming. Not the teachers, the kids had created this area. So we're seeing this. We wanted to see if we could help. We went down the other day and we met Gareth Platt. Now, Gareth's a PE teacher there. He's also the enrichment coordinator. And he told us about Alice Stevens School and what the aim of the project originally was.
We have a variety of different students, ranging from moderate learning difficulties to severe learning difficulties, students that are autistic, and it's all sort of mixed together.
Right.
That's the value of having this forest schools in this area. All the students can come out and they can have that reflection time. They can have the time just to sit there, and if they don't want to say anything, they don't have to say anything. Right. They're not forced to do anything that they don't want to. It's their forest school.
How gutted were you when you came into work the next day after this happened?
We were on the Easter holidays, right. And we turned up and it was devastating. Knowing that the amount of effort and work that was put in by the students to get this place into this sort of condition, and how quite easily someone can come and destroy it.
Yeah, how on earth did they get in and do this?
Well, this is the grey area. This is where the police can't really help us, is because this is not owned by the school.
Right.
It's been donated really to Whitley Academy. We've had permission from Whitley Academy to use the site, and it's still open with the South Valley. And people can walk round. We've had people in at night time walk the dogs, and they just sit there and sort of, it's a nice little sort of chill out area. So general public have used it. It's just you've got these four or five mindful people that just wanted to destroy the place.
What would you put in here? What would you like to see?
Oh, the list is endless. It could get dangerous. This could. If we look at the grander scale, maybe some play outdoor, seesaws, tyre swings, things like that. Things that actually kids can get involved with and just play. Obviously the logs, the bark chippings, so we can get it back to its former glory. We've had lots of people say, oh, they've volunteered to help. It's been great, but we need the raw materials. Yeah. I think the students need to rebuild, because they then have ownership on that again. They've done it once, and we'll do it again.
Yeah.
But definitely for anything like that. I could be really cheeky and ask for a log cabin, but I don't think...
We really need your help to sort this out. And if you don't know how much, just by hearing that area meant to the kids of the Alice Stevens School in Coventry, just hear from the kids themselves how much that area meant to them before these mindless arsonists, these idiots, went in and ruined it for them. We'll catch up with the children from Alice Stevens School and tell you how you can help next on Free Radio.
JD's Heroes.
This week on JD's Heroes, I need you to be the hero to help the kids at Alice Stevens School in Coventry after their area where they enjoyed outdoor activities was burnt down by just mindless idiots. It's the only way I can describe them. We went down, didn't we, Roche, to see this woodland area and what damage had been done.
Yeah, and I mean, it's sad where the actual fire started. That part of it looks awful at the moment. But you know what? The children were walking around. They were trying to make it better. They're trying to sort it out. They were taking photographs, digging things up, clipping bits of the tree bark off to make it better. This is all stuff they'd done before. But it means so much to them to get out into that forest, and we have to do something about it.
We met some of the kids that were affected by what happened. This is what they told us.
Owen Higgins.
And what year are you in?
Year 7.
So, Owen, tell me about this area of the school.
I like it because it's fun. I wish I hadn't burnt down.
What exactly do you do in here?
We have lots of fun and we play games.
You know, the vandals came in. What did they do?
They burnt down for a school.
And what did they burn? What's gone?
Trees and everything.
And how do you feel about it?
Sad.
What's your name?
Trisha.
And you are in year?
10.
So you've used this area quite a lot, haven't you? Because obviously being in here since year 7. What was it like before the vandals came in?
Quite loose trees, all logs to sit on, and all foam and all that, and it goes on.
Now, there's lots of activities going on around us today, but what kind of stuff have you done in here?
Went for walks, made a fire, and cut my shrines.
We want to help the kids of Alice Stevens School. If you've not heard of the school, it's a special school in Coventry that deals with all types of children with learning difficulties, behaviour difficulties. And do you know what? They might not be the best at maths and science, but you give them this outdoor area and they just excelled and had the greatest of time, didn't they? Can you help with anything? Do you know somebody that can provide logs, a swing, a small play area?
I think they're allowed to be more creative out there, and that's when you get the best out of them. So we do need to definitely sort it out and get their forest back.
If you can help this school in Coventry, get in touch. A few ways you can do it. You can call us 02476 555 444. You can email us from the website freeradio.co.uk, or if you're on your way to work, you haven't got much time, just drop us a text 87 867, and let's really help the kids of Alice Stevens School get their outdoor play area sorted and get one over these stupid idiots that burnt it down.
The JD Show with Showcase Cinema Coventry.
Taylor Swift, I Knew You Were Trouble on Free Radio. It's just gone 25 past eight. On Heroes today, JD's Heroes, I need you to be the heroes and help us out after the forest area, the play area at the special school in Coventry, Alice Stevens, was burnt down by idiots. I mean, Nova Spencer's just kind of enforced what we're saying this morning. She says, my stepdaughter Jen goes to Alice Stevens. She was devastated over the mindless vandalism. Her favourite lesson is forest school, and it's all burnt down. She said she's been crying in school and at home ever since. See what I mean? If you can do anything, do let us know. Quite excited to talk to Wendy, though. Do you think you can help with this, Wendy?
I'm ringing up, actually, about the school, Alice Stevens School, that have been affected by arson and destroying their outdoor classroom.
It's really not very nice what's happened to them there, is it?
I just think it's shocking and so sad. You know, it's a learning environment, isn't it, for those pupils, and just such a shame.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, have you got children, Wendy?
Yeah, I've got three.
Imagine, you know, your kids coming back, talking about how much they love school because of this thing that they can do, this outdoor, this forest activities, this area. And then to go back after Easter and then come home and see the kids' disappointed face and tell you that they can't play there anymore.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, the children love being outdoors, don't they? Mm. I mean, I know mine certainly do. And to have that opportunity taken away from them, you know, just really, really sad.
Did you want to try and help?
Yeah, I'm a community development manager for Coventry Sports Foundation. So we do lots of work out in the community. Mm. The Alan Higgs Centre, we actually work in partnership with a separate charity called the Living Environmental Trust.
Right. What do you think you'll be able to do then?
Right, well, we can, in terms of materials, we can get hold, we've got hold of a tyre to help make the swing again, tree cutters, but most of all, we're prepared to offer a team of people to do any work that may be needed. Hmm. And also the environmental officer, manager, she's really keen to come and support the school in getting their outdoor classroom up and running again.
After being there, I can visualise all that stuff going in, and it will make such a massive difference to the main area.
Yeah, and because you're saying that, you know, you can give this stuff over, the other thing is they want the children to help create the forest again. So in that way, if you're giving materials, they can help do some of the work themselves.
That's great, and that's how it should be. Then it makes they have a sense of belonging, don't they? It becomes their space again.
Yeah, that's brilliant. Well, thank you ever so much for offering this. What we'll do, Wendy, we'll put you in touch with Gareth, who kind of heads that up at Alice Stevens School. Hopefully, we'll join you and get all that sorted for them and get the kids involved and get it back to where it should be.
Not a problem, JD. We look forward to hearing from you.
Thank you ever so much. Thank you, Wendy.
No problem. Bye, guys.
I'm feeling so good this morning. I mean, you know, since we asked for people to be our hero and help the kids at Alice Stevens School rebuild their forest classroom, the outdoor classroom that got burnt down by just stupid vandals, we've had so many offers are coming in. Big thank you to Build Base Coventry. They've just said, look, let us know what we can do. We'll help
thank
you.
Thank you, guys.
Coventry Plumbing, the team there, have tweeted, how can we help repair the outside playground at school? Don't know if they'll need a toilet or a sink, but
I'm not sure they're going to need it. How are they going to help?
Maybe manpower.
Manpower. Yeah. Very good.
Let's get Christian on. Thanks for holding, mate. I've heard you can help with the school. I'm really excited. Go on.
You're excited. Okay. Basically, I heard about the appeal, and a friend of mine, he's got a child with learning disabilities as well, and he told me how much these outdoor classrooms are of benefit to his child. And we're a local sort of tree surgery firm, and we'd like to get involved and deliver some wood chip for a floor, perhaps some nice big logs for the kids to sit on and so forth.
Oh, amazing!
That'd be fantastic. Thank you so much.
That's all right. No problem.
Really appreciate that. I mean, you knowing somebody with like you say, a child with learning difficulties, you've obviously spoken firsthand on how important it is. And it's so true, Christian, because we've seen it for ourselves.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, like today, it's a beautiful day, and there's nothing better for the kids to be outside on a day like today with the sun shining and having a forage through the woods and things like that. So, we'd be more than happy, as I say, to come and drop some stuff off for the school.
What's your company called again?
It's called Offer Tree Surgeons, and we're based over in Warwick.
Thank
you so much, Christian. You hold there. Producer Tom will get you details, and we'll see you hopefully down Alice Stevens School, where we'll get the kids involved and get this back to where it should be.
Most definitely. Thanks very much.
No, thank you. If you can be a hero and help us, whatever, however big or small, let us know. Email us from the website, text 87867. Start your text with JD. In fact, talking to text, Laura's just dropped me a message. Said there's bad traffic on the A444 from Little Heath. Roisin's going to check that out. We'll bring you an update next on Free Radio. The JD Show.